Hello, Andy.
Hey Andy, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Not bad. How's it going?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was wondering if you had a few minutes to kind of talk about your file right now.
Sure, yeah. Sorry about my voice. I woke up with something this morning, so hopefully you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Sorry about that. You had a rough weekend or just not feeling under the weather right now?
It's been super windy up here like every day, and I think it's just finally. My throat's just itchy, and I think it's just allergies or something. So,
Oh yeah.
I
Well,
don't
I
know, something
hope you
weird.
feel better.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I know you've been working with Julian here, and we've been working really hard actually trying to get you this approval. But we're actually pretty close. I just wanted to kind of touch base. I know you have a current offer right now.
Yeah, with another merchant cash advance, which I really don't want to take.
Yeah. What's
We
it
just we
for?
have these. Well, we need to get some inventory
Okay.
for two reasons. One, I had an influx of jobs again for like the sixth time this year, and we completely ran out of all of our inventory. And Parade of Homes just happened, and so I have like 30 jobs on the books over the next couple of weeks,
Wow.
and I've got to have enough materials to get them all done. My supplier is basically completely out of everything that I use. So my local supplier. So I've got to get a truckload of wood coming in here. I'm really just kind of to the point where I got to do whatever to get it in here, as long as it's, costing me the same amount of money as it would by buying it through the local supplier.
Sure, that makes
Just so
sense.
we can, yeah, just to meet the demand. We just have so many jobs. It's insane.
So,
So.
what are they offering you specifically?
Well, with them, it's just a merchant's cash advance, so it's just a second position, and they said they can do anything up to 50,000. I just have to decide what I want.
What's the payback on that, do you know?
It depends. It's a graduating scale depending on when I pay it back, because this is something that I'm going to pay back fairly soon.
Okay.
My intent on that was literally just to get the inventory in that I need, get the jobs done. Once I get paid from the builders, pay it off. So they were going to do an early payoff discount. So the payback's going to be like right about 1.23 or 1.25. I can't remember what it was going to end up being.
And that's if you pay it off in how many months?
That one is 60 days or 2 months, I believe.
60 days. Okay. Now, with your current jobs that you got going on, what's the turnaround time on that? Is it a 60-day turnaround time?
No, we get the jobs done. We get the jobs. I mean, I've got 30 jobs set up on the schedule over the next 3 weeks. So we'll be complete with all of those and then some within the next 30 days.
Oh, okay. And
But,
then what do you usually make as far as like a profit margin on each job? Does it vary or do you have like an average?
it varies. He asked me that before, and I think I told him between 18 and 25%, but I think it's probably closer to like 10 to 15%
Okay.
net profit after payroll and all that. So
Sure. Net
on these
profit.
wood jobs, but then when I go having to pay a bunch of money to fees and that sort of thing, it kills
Yeah,
some of
it kills
that.
you. Yeah. I mean, we definitely, so the situation is we definitely want to kind of start something with you and create a relationship. We feel like, you have a strong business and we want to be able to get you some money here. I know you reached out to Julian and I'm one of the managers here. I wanted to touch base with you directly and let you know that I'm working on it. I should have an answer here for you shortly. So let me, I just wanted to touch base with you personally, and let you know I'm working on it. I will, is there a specific amount you wanted?
Like I told Julian, I mean, I told him all. I think I told him all of the hoops I've been jumping through and the problems that we have, and most of it's just been, we've just grown so much this year. I'm tapping into every single resource that I possibly can to keep up with the demand. Really, ultimately, what I want to do is consolidate some of that stuff so I can get some of my cash flow back, because my daily cash flow is just, it's just, it's killing me with the daily draws.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get away from that, but you know, ultimately, anything from $35,000 on up to, you know, enough to consolidate
okay. things. And so I'm gonna be, you know, honest with you, reviewing your file right now. That current loan that you have with Can Capital is really hurting me from trying to get you a loan to be able to consolidate there. It's, the balance is just way too high for me to try to do that. I'm still gonna, you know, go with speak with my underwriting team here and see if there's anything we can do to kind of consolidate for you. Worst case scenario, I don't want to get you another second position, but that could be the worst case scenario there. But I do want to get you a good factor rate. I know you're, you know, if Fora is going to give you a 1.23 or 1.25 if you paid off in 60 days. I want to kind of get you something similar, but maybe give you just a little bit more time, because I feel like if you had the money and you had more time to work with it at a great rate, I feel like that could really help you out from a business point of view.
Yeah, and that's our biggest thing. And that's the thing that sucks about the current loan we have with Can Capital is we wish we never would have renewed with them, because, everybody tells me, the balance is too high, even though we've paid half of it off. It's, it's killing us from operating. I mean, it's, we just stuck in a rock of hard place. We have tons of business and tons of growth this year, but just no way to, it's been impossible to keep up with it without borrowing money and without figuring out a way.
Well, we would like to help you out with that. So let me see what I can do, because the goal, I mean, just from working with a lot of business owners, you have to get out of that. You don't want to, two should be the max loans that you take out. I deal with businesses and they'll take four or five of these types of loans out and it's killing their businesses.
I didn't even want to do two.
Right. But I mean, what it sounds like, you have 30 jobs that need to be complete, and your business needs those 30 jobs to be done, right? To kind of keep you guys going. And as well, just your customers need to know that you can handle all these jobs that they have coming in for you.
Right. And I got to make sure that I can do them and I can make money on them too, because if I'm just doing them to square away and break even.
It doesn't make any sense. You're absolutely right. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let me see what I can do. I wanted to touch base with you. Don't accept Fora's offer yet. Give me a little bit more time, and I will touch base with you before the end of today. I promise.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right, Andy. We'll be in touch.
Okay, bye.
Bye.